Well, good morning and Merry Christmas, everybody. This is Fish and Frank. Yes, indeedy. Fish and Frank, and we're out here just going to talk with Captain Josh Greer.
Morning, Frank.
Triple X. Or double XL.
Double XL. Not double triple yet. I'm working on it.
Double XL sport fishing. Click on Josh's picture. It'll take you to all his information. And he's charter boat captain. Does on his boat and other people's boat. He does instructional trips. And you've been fishing pretty much steady for the last few days. But you've been down around Sanibel a lot.
I have. Here lately, kind of my Sanibel crowd is back in town now. So I've been fishing down there quite a bit. Which is good, bad, and different. I mean, the fishing's good down there when it's good, and when it's bad down there when it's bad, just like up here.
Yeah, well, now the scenery's got to be better, and I'm not just talking about the bikinis along the beach. You know, we're kind of talking about, you know, it's pretty down there.
Sanibel's
real pretty down there. How's the water clearing up? Caloosahatchee stopped flowing down there?
Yesterday, I was surprised. It's still a little dark in some places, but for the most part, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, it's strange. We're going in the winter, and they're still draining the lake. Only the U.S. government could be that screwed up.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's like, duh. You know, okay, we're not going to have really any rain for 6 months, so let's drain the lake.
And then in 5 months from now, let's complain about how it's going dry.
Yeah, no, we got no water in Okeechobee, you know, you can't. Yeah, well, of course there's no water. You drained it all, you idiots. Okay, anyway, now from what I hear, we were doing the main fishing report page. We were talking about a lot of trout down there.
Yeah, especially yesterday, finally got into a pretty consistent bite of trout. Not a lot of huge fish, but good numbers of fish, good numbers of keepers. Those 16 to 18 inch fish came pretty easily yesterday.
Well, good. Now, what was your technique? Were you anchored up, casting, or were
no,
you?
No, I was either, well, I'd either stake out on some potholes and fish individual potholes there in the south end of the sound, or I would drift real good broken bottom. And actually, drifting got most of our bites.
Now, how far away from, when you cast the rod out, I would cast it out and then I'd just leave the bail open for another 10 to 30 seconds to let some more line out. I usually found getting way away from the boat on a drift was helpful. How
Absolutely.
Are you doing?
I fish into the drift.
Explain into the drift. Okay. I'm not quite on that one.
I don't fish the down current side of the boat. I fish above the boat where the boat has not been yet.
Ah, okay.
So it makes it a little more difficult fishing-wise because you always got to be reeling in your slack because you're making slack the entire time in the drift. But, you know, when you're in three
And then when it gets close to the boat, you got to cast it further away
exactly.
again.
Yep. It makes a little more work, but my opinion is in 3 feet of water, if the boat's already been there, you've spooked everything that was there.
That's one of the reasons that, see, I'm a little lazier than you are. You know, and I would just sit there. I'd make a cast away from the boat. I'd leave the bail open, let it drift out. And I mean, I'd be 100 feet away from the boat, 100 feet plus, with my lines following me. And that way the boat could spook them. They'd swing around the boat and come back and I'd get the bite.
Absolutely.
But your way would actually be in a smaller flat, would be actually much more effective way of doing it.
And even doing it my way, I found the further you get away from the boat, the more fish you're going to get.
And what's funny is half the time, though, you go to reel it in and you get hit. It's 2 feet away from the boat.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, you're literally sitting there. You're going to bring it out of the water. You're like, look at the fish. You just missed it. It was right there.
Yep.
I don't get it. Why? What the heck's going on? The only way I get a fish on the light is if I throw it out there half a mile. But yet when I bring it in, they hit it within a foot of the boat, two feet of the boat. They're banging on the shrimp.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of crazy rules in fishing. Well, I mean, why would they? Right there.
Yeah,
and yet, if you cast right there, you're not getting a fish.
Exactly. No, if you just leave it sitting there, you're never going to get a fish. But
now, I'm hearing stories about pompano. Did you run across any?
Yesterday, there was a ton of pompano out there. I never did put a hook in one.
Now, where are we talking about?
This is the south end of the sound, down around Chino Island.
Okay.
just east or west of St. James City there. Galt, Chino.
Mm-hmm. But really a lot of fish.
A lot of pompano, but I never put a hook in one. It was really aggravating. I was kind of beating my brains in.
Well, you go along, and the reason we know the pompano are there is because you're going along with your boat, and all of a sudden you look in the prop wash, and you see these fish jumping out of the water. They're skipping across your wake. You're like, oh, my God, there's all these pompanos. And then you spin around to go get them, and they can be one of the more frustrating fish.
They're like, me and pompano are in an eternal combat, I think.
Oh, you and everybody else. I mean, if you're lucky enough to be sitting there drifting or anchored, and they come by, I mean, you can just waylay them.
Like yesterday, they were skipping out from underneath the boat on the drift.
Really?
That's what the aggravating part was. It's not like I ran them over and tried to go back and find them. They were literally bouncing off the side of my boat as we're drifting.
Well, I'll tell you one of my old secrets. Years ago, before I knew there was really pompano jigs, I would use crappie jigs with a little tiny piece of shrimp on them. The marabou hair, you know, the real fuzzy little tiny crappie jigs under a bobber. And I would just throw them out, let the bobber take them up and down. But 15, 20-pound test leader on it. Really? Nowadays it'd be fluorocarbon. Right. But those little tiny crappie jigs, you can't get more than 15-pound test in there.
Yeah,
the eye is so small. Right. But something about that little tiny piece of bait there, and I just put a little eighth-quarter-inch slice of shrimp tail on there. Now that's the same way I fish spade fish.
Right.
I do spade fish that way because they're a ball to catch. I love catching spade fish. We've had a ball with those using our crappie rods.
Right.
But if you're out there, because I know you're a big freshwater guy, you do peacock bass. You take people on trips over to Miami, the Everglades, and do a lot of peacock bass fishing, the duck hunting. Have you done any hunting trips lately?
I have not. I've been too busy fishing, but here 2 weeks from now, I'll start doing a lot more hunting.
Yeah,
we've got a couple guys coming to town that are going to hunt 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, the cast and blast, where you go fishing or hunting part of the morning, and then you go fishing the rest
of
the day.
That's always a good time.
That's always, that sounds like a dream day. You know, you go out, do a little duck hunting.
Experience it all, you know?
Yeah.
You want to see what Charlotte Harbor's about, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, you get a little bit of it all. That's a great way to spend the morning.
Yeah.
So you've been up around Placida.
I have.
And sheephead fishing up there?
Sheephead and black drum on the docks have been real good. If you can get through the jacks. The jack crevels were thick in there the last couple of days I fished up there.
Well, that's a tough problem to have.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
oh, darn.
Exactly. The jacks are screaming, everything's going. I mean, it makes for the happiest customers in the world because, you know, you hook up on some jacks, then you got the dinner fish there, you got some... and. Those black drum around 20, 24 inches, probably one of the best Charlotte Harbor has to offer. Yeah. And a little bit of sheephead fishing. And
it was really funny.
No,
one day there.
Didn't you say, did you get an electric knife?
I did.
And that worked great on the sheephead, didn't
it? Worked great on the sheephead. I don't know if I'll use it for anything else, but the sheephead, it worked great. I didn't cuss. I didn't bleed. I didn't do anything when I was done cleaning the sheephead. So that was great.
Yeah, because we were talking the other day, because sheephead are such a pain to clean. I mean, you gotta really work at a sheephead. Yep. For the amount of meat on them, there's a lot of work involved. And so that your electric knife really did a good job, huh?
Yeah, it did. It was great.
And I'm out right now. So if you're planning to get one of those for somebody for Christmas, we are sold out. So sorry about that. But, you know, I shouldn't be talking about this, but this is one thing you're going to have to hit the chain stores for if you need a Christmas gift, because I won't have any till after Christmas again. But they're really neat. You take the electric fillet knife right behind the head, just slab them out.
One cut down, and then all the way off with them. It was the easiest thing I've ever done.
So, anyway, but around the docks, so you're fishing the trestle, but if you got a boat, it's kind of nice to go around Boca, and on that backside of Boca, just hit those docks.
Yeah, I get away from the trestle just because there's so many people there. I mean, it gets hit hard. There is fish there, but I've got some docks that always hold fish for me over in the backside of Boca. And it was real funny. One day last week, I had a guy, what did he catch, 6 or 8 different species on the dock? It was crazy. I mean, we caught from gag grouper to Spanish mackerel on a dock.
Yeah.
You know, it was crazy.
But that's what makes it fun down here.
Yeah.
You throw your line in the water, you have no idea what you're going to catch.
Yep.
But I don't know. It sounds like the dream setups for me, because as a semi-retired charter boat captain, the hardest part of the day was, okay, we'd like some fish to eat, and that's fine, but it's really hard to get the fun fish and the fish to eat
right
in the same spot.
Yeah.
And so getting jacks, sheephead, black drum all in that same area, you've got dinner for them, you've got the fun, you've got everything.
And you keep the rod bent all day long.
And so if you'd like to experience a trip like that, whether it be a cast and blast or, you know, do a little duck hunting and a little fishing all in the same day, click on Josh's picture, get a hold of him. Or if you want to go out and do that, you know, dinner and fun thing, he's got that too. I mean, we don't have an actual name for that yet, but it sounds like a great trip to me.
It is. It's a good time.
So, but Josh, I'm gonna wave the guy down and say, wait, we can't do the music yet. And what I want to do is, you want to wish Merry Christmas to your friends, family?
I do. Mom, Dad, everybody out there. Merry Christmas.
Where are they all at?
Well, they're kind of everywhere. Dad's in Homestead. Mom's up north of Arcadia. So I'll be spending Christmas with her. So, and I spent the last couple of days hunting with my dad, so that was great.
And your grandparents?
My grandparents are up there. I'll see them Christmas, and we'll have a good time.
Okay, and of course, got to mention the girl.
Oh, yeah.
The girl. Yeah. I'm trying to be delicate here. You're going to, you know, she's going to listen to this. You're going to get your butt kicked. As big as you are, she's going to take you down.
Yeah, she's so, pretty good at that. So, Merry Christmas, Melissa. Love you.
This is Fish and Frank and Captain Josh. And we're wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. And we hope you guys have a terrific vacation. For all you vacationers down here to Florida, welcome to Florida, and we hope you have a great time. And Merry Christmas, everybody. Fish and Frank, Radio Fishing, and this ends another episode.